We are blessed in our chapel every day to have such wonderful, beautiful music. Today is no exception. And at the conclusion of our service today, the band will also be playing for us. Typically at concerts and so on, we often clap in order to show our appreciation for the great talents and so on. In a worship setting, clapping has always been, at least in our Lutheran circles, a little bit, made some people anyway, feel uneasy. Because of the nature of worship is to contemplate what we've heard in the Word and so on. We certainly still appreciate the talents and abilities of our musicians. Even some of the band members at times have said they're a little uncomfortable with having people clap afterwards, as we don't do that for the organists who play so beautifully every day too. I would just like to suggest, if you would, from now forward, if we can, that rather than clapping, since that does make some uncomfortable, that we take the time afterwards to go and talk to the band members and just to express our appreciation for their talents in that way. Not trying to say that clapping is sinful or something, but it is something that for some feels a little bit unnerving. With that in mind, let us begin this morning with the Office of Prime. You'll find that beginning on page 108. Please join me there in the versicles, Gloria Patri and Confession of Sin. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you through my own fault in thought, word, and deed. For the sake of the suffering, death, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, forgive me all my sin, and bring me to everlasting life. Amen. Our scripture reading for this morning is taken from Romans chapter 6, verse 4. We were buried with Christ through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, Even so, we also should walk in newness of life. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. A number of years ago, a fellow Lutheran pastor was talking to me about a young man he had been working with in an adult instruction class. And this young man, who was new to his church, was hoping to join, had come from another church originally in his youth. I believe he was even the son of a pastor. A church body he had come from, however, that denied baptism as being a power from God to us, and saw instead, as some churches believe, that baptism is more something we're doing for God. And this pastor, this Lutheran pastor, was trying to teach him and demonstrate to him, as Scripture says, that baptism truly is a power from God to us, bringing us his grace and blessings and so on. And this man was having a hard time understanding that. And so this pastor gave him an assignment. He typed out for him, printed out for him, all of the Bible passages that have to deal with baptism in the Scriptures, and he sent him home with the assignment to simply analyze them from that perspective. Is this something God is doing for us, or is this something I'm doing for God? And a week later, the man came back to the next class, and he said, "You know, you're right. All those passages clearly show that it's God doing something for us, but I still have a hard time believing that." Martin Luther used to say that sometimes we're tempted to look at baptism the way a cow stares at a barn door. Like, what does this have to do with my life? Sometimes I'm tempted to look at my baptism the way we can think of, let's say, our baby shoes that our moms maybe kept. Something that's really nice and cute from our childhood and kind of nostalgic, but doesn't really have much to do with my present day-to-day life today. Notice, however, how firmly into your spiritual life St. Paul speaks of baptism, your baptism. Listen to our text again. "We were buried with Christ through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." There are two parts to this little verse before us. First of all, we were buried with Christ through baptism into death. The efficacy and the power in your baptism is there because it's connected to what happened on the cross. It's not just some symbolic thing. He says you were buried with him. You actually went into the grave with him as far as your sins were concerned. When Christ had his dead body taken and placed into the grave, all of my sins and your sins were in that body and went into the grave. And even after he rose again, they have stayed there with his folded funeral clothing. That's where our sins are from God's perspective. And that has been brought to you and me in the waters of baptism. And then he says, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, think of the joyous Easter resurrection, even so we also should walk in newness of life. The power that connected us, the power of God's word and baptism that connected us to the death of Christ, also brings us the benefits of his resurrection in our day-to-day life, even now today as believers in Christ, so that you and I can now walk in newness of life. And that is a constant struggle and battle that now goes on between my old sinful flesh that wants to war against God and this new spirit, this new man that desires to live for God. Let's just contrast the conversation between these two elements in the Christian, flesh and spirit. My flesh says, all this talk about God, who gives a rip? My spirit says, my soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My flesh says, I have absolutely no desire to repent. My spirit says, Lord, forgive me. My flesh says, how foolish of me to want to waste my life on things that I cannot see. My spirit says, this life itself is foolishness. Lord, help me to realize the importance of your kingdom. My flesh says, Jesus, Jesus, I've had about enough of him. My spirit says, Speak, Lord, your servant heareth. My flesh says, I'm sick of hearing this word. Give me something new instead of this old book. My spirit says, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of everlasting life. My flesh says, I can't wait to go back to my sin. Just think how fun and exciting it is. I love to revel in it. My spirit says, how can I avoid sin in my life and grow in my life of sanctification? My flesh says, you know, someday I might get serious about my life, but right now I'm having too much fun. My spirit says, what can I do today? The flesh says, this disobedience is fun. What's the big deal with my sin? Forgiveness is such a joke. My spirit says, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? How desperately I need God's grace and forgiveness. My flesh says, my spiritual life is good enough. Don't bother me with this religion anymore. My spirit says, my sanctification is so lacking. Lord, help me to improve. My flesh says, to live for now is really all that matters. Eat, drink, and be merry. We're going to die. My spirit says, to live is Christ, to die is gain. My flesh looks at baptism and says, what a silly, meaningless bowl of water. My spirit says, what a wonderful gateway to heaven. How wonderful it will finally be for at least myself, and I assume you feel the same way, to be rid of my flesh. Just think how wonderful it's going to be in heaven to not have to struggle with this desire in us to go away from God and to get to know each other again in heaven without sin in the way. Just think how wonderful that's going to be. Our fellowship with each other right now as fellow Christians is enjoyable and fun, but sin is always in the way. Just think how fantastic that unity and love is going to be without the flesh present any longer. Thomas Kingo wrote a beautiful second verse of his baptismal hymn. I'd like to close with that as the prayer today. With one accord, O God, we pray, grant us thy Holy Spirit. Look thou on our infirmity through Jesus' blood and merit. Grant us to grow in grace each day by holy baptism, that we may eternal life inherit. Amen. Please now rise and join with me in the responsory. O Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon us. O Lord Jesus, seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy upon us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. O Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon us. Arise, O Christ, and help us, and deliver us for your name's sake. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, bright Son of the world, shine upon my spirit and drive away the night of sin, that I may walk in your holy light all my life and even forevermore. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in them the fire of your love. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake.
Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful people, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord Almighty order this day and all our doings in his peace. Amen.